This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is urging more COVID-19 vaccination requirements, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Vaccination requirements work.
The president had ruled out such mandates before taking office, but some 67 million Americans remain unvaccinated.
That's why I've had to move toward requirements that everyone get vaccinated, or I had the authority to do that. That wasn't my first instinct.
In the coming weeks, more than 100 million Americans will be subject to vaccine requirements he's already ordered while visiting a suburban Chicago business that's requiring vaccinations or tests for workers. The president said he wants more employers to follow suit while acknowledging mandates are a tough medicine.
But they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate has dodged a U.S. debt disaster by approving legislation to lift the federal limit on new borrowing by nearly half a trillion dollars. Senator Chris Murphy announced the vote on Thursday night.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 48. The motion to concur with the amendment is agreed to.
The bill, likely to be approved by the House as well, should temporarily avert an unprecedented U.S. default that experts say would have devastated the economy and harmed millions of Americans. The measure will extend the government's authority to borrow into December. However, that will provide only a temporary reprieve. The same battle will be revived as Democrats argue before year-end with Republicans, who say Democrats must lift the spending cap without their help. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. West Central Intelligence Agency says it's creating a top-level working group on China, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls China the most important geopolitical threat of the 21st century. Now the agency is creating a China Mission Center, part of a broad government effort focused on countering Beijing's influence. The Biden administration has warned of what it describes as rising Chinese aggression on a range of security and economic issues. At the same time, it sought common ground with Beijing on issues like climate change and North Korea. The CIA says it will ramp up efforts to recruit Chinese speakers. It's also creating a mission center focusing on emerging technologies in global issues such as climate change and global health. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.1 on the Richter scale jolted Tokyo and surrounding areas late Thursday, stopping train lines and causing sporadic power cuts, but there were no reports of major damage. The quake had an epicenter in Chiba Prefecture to the east of the capital city, Tokyo. Earthquakes are common in Japan, one of the world's most seismically active areas. The country accounts for about 20% of the world's tremors of magnitude 6 or greater. Former President Donald Trump plans to invoke executive privilege in the House investigation of the January 6th Capitol riot, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A person who has seen it tells the AP a letter sent by lawyers for the former president says he plans to invoke privileges meant to protect presidential communications from being shared with Congress. It could prevent testimony from one-time aides. House Democrats are looking into the roles of Donald Trump and his allies leading up to the riot. Because Trump no longer is in office, he cannot directly assert privilege to keep witnesses quiet or documents out of the hands of Congress. Ali Alexander and Nathan Martin have been subpoenaed. Alexander claims lawmakers helped him plan the rally held before the riot. Ed Donahue, Washington.
British-based Tanzanian writer Abdulrazak Gurnah, whose experience of crossing continents and cultures has fed his novels about the impact of migration on individuals and societies, won the Nobel Prize for Literature on Thursday. The Swedish Academy said the award was in recognition of Gurnah's uncompromising and compassionate penetration of the effects of colonialism and the fate of the refugee. Gurnah, who recently retired as a professor of post-colonial literatures at the University of Kent, got the call from the Swedish Academy in the kitchen of his home in southeast England and initially thought it was a prank. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.